I looked into someone's eyes.
All right, final segment with Nick Fuentes. And then Gerald Cifuentes takes over. We got a little bit of news on the cover after he leaves us. But we were talking during the break about why do they hate Trump so much. As I get irritated by Trump, the other side is 10 times worse. And look, I'm not perfect either, but Jamie Raskin says Congress will stop Trump on J6 using the 14th Amendment and create civil war conditions if he's reelected. These uniparty snakes are the greatest threat to our country that has ever existed, D.C. Drano says, and they won't give up power without a fight. Here he is.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
He just said this on C-SPAN yesterday. I just learned about this 20 minutes ago. I could have done the whole show on this. They're telling you they're going to create civil war conditions and not let him be seated as the president. Everything they accused him of, they're now doing, showing their total desperation. This guy's father was a famous communist in the Soviet Union. He is admitting their plan. This is treason, Nick, out in the open. What do you say to this?
It is treason. It's a totally reckless and dangerous thing to say. And if there's any hint of truth to this, this is like a national, it's a grave national security concern. And I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that it could lead to a constitutional crisis. And a lot of people were wondering what happens if Trump wins, given what happened with January 6th and everything, the Democrats trying to lock him up and the Democrats trying to really get him on insurrection, although I don't think they could make those charges stick. And so the question is, well, what happens if he wins? Does he become the president? I don't think it's crazy to say that the Democrats would try something like this, where they try to create a constitutional crisis. And in the event that that happened, it's a call to revolution. I mean, it's a full on, you know, obviously the Stop the Steal campaign January 6th was not a coup attempt. We wanted to audit the election. We wanted to.
Yeah, and he just said civil war conditions. He said, we're going to war with you.
Right, which is vastly different than what happened then. They're basically saying, we're going to bring the fight to the people. We're going to swap out the president, and then we're going to suppress and quell anybody that has a problem with it. So I think it's a very dangerous thing to say. And, you know, these people, I think it's the same reason why they wanted to kill Trump. I think that Trump represents to them an existential threat to a certain faction of the American elite. And it's like we talked about on the previous part, there are different parts of the elite. There's clearly a left-wing one. There's elements that support
and
the right-wing.
And this is a declaration of war, Nick. This is a declaration of war.
It is. Yeah, this is this Cold War going hot. It's been a Cold War, and it's like we said, you know, they've tried everything against Trump, lawfare, investigation, slander. They took a shot. And then ultimately it's going to be, well, we're just outright doing a civil war. You know, that's
yeah,
the last
stage. He just said,
that's
we're planning a civil war. If he gets reelected, this is, if you or I said this, which we wouldn't, we'd be arrested. He's literally, and he's in government. He means it.
Yeah. Could you imagine if Matt Gaetz said that? Could you imagine if you or I, or even Trump, God forbid, I think the head of the Heritage Foundation said, oh, there's going to be a revolution. And they nearly drove him out of town. A sitting congressman says, we're going to do a civil war. Nobody cares. You know, but that's the double standard that they have with law enforcement. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, the 14th Amendment, I don't think that would hold them back. I don't think that would stop the Democrats from trying, though.
Oh, the point is they think they're going to steal
proposition.
Yeah, they're saying they're going to try to steal Congress this election. And then, wow. Nick, thank you so much. People should follow you on X. Nick J. Fuentes, thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
Let me say bye to you during the break. Then I'm going to come back with some closing comments, folks. I'm going to play this again when we come back. This is horrible. I mean, this is really bad. This is an open declaration of civil war. These people are, they're our enemies.
Until tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the great Gerald Celente is set to take over just here in a few minutes, but this clip that I'm going to do videos on will be on InfoWars.com. I haven't put it out on X yet, that they brought me, and I checked. This is just a day or so ago. High-level Democrat operative, his father, famous communist operative of the Soviet Union, Representative Jamie Raskin, says Congress will stop Donald Trump on J6 using the 14th Amendment and create civil war conditions once President Trump is elected. Civil war conditions. They already tried to kill him. Now they're trying to start a war with Iran. This is crazy town stuff. Everything they accuse Trump of, they're publicly doing. And they mean business. Here's the clip.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
So there's the Democrat Party operative Raskin saying the legislative will override the judicial and the executive and will be in civil war conditions, and the rampaging Trump mobs that they'll finance have got to be dealt with. This is open fantasizing about civil war, in his own words. They've got the new viruses cooked up and the wars cooked up and just all of this, and big tech ready to do cyber outages and stock market crashes. We are in such a crisis with, what, 91 days? How many days of the election? Totally insane. All right, I just did 3 hours and 8 minutes of show. I think I plugged like 2 minutes in the show. If I don't plug and you don't buy products, we're not here. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you to commit and decide, hey, this information is important. Plus, I want to check these products out. I want to thank those that have gotten the products and have been longtime supporters of the reason we're here. But I want to talk to folks that never have. Because, I mean, I say 1% buys products. It's like 0.1%. All of you, by the millions and millions and millions, we're on hundreds of radio stations and millions on X and millions in InfoWars, millions of people. Hell, we're probably reaching 30 million people a day right now. And I'm sitting here, literally, you need water filtration. We have the best water filtration. I didn't just say that. We have the best water filtration at the lowest prices. We have high-quality books and films and T-shirts and supplements. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Nitric Boost that cleans out your blood, your cardiovascular system. And Dr. Megan was talking about how amazing it is. We've got Nitric Boost, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, amazing nootropic. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We have the whole InfoWars MD line that has the Turmeric 95. Same formula as Bodies. It's the company we buy it from. They just private label it. We ran out of Bodies. It's the same pill, same product. It's amazing. Turmeric 95 available now. InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com, and so many other great products under the InfoWars MD name. And then, of course, my dad's company that's a big sponsor, based right here in Austin, Texas. All the nano silver products, all the great supplements, all the great organic multivitamins. It's all there. The Cabochil, the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the Shroom Force. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. So mark that down, check it out, and support us. It was a straight donation. That'd be fine. We don't even have it on the site. Just go there and get the product. Take action. This is a universe of action, and actions speak louder than words. It takes money to fight a war. These are great products. You'll love them. InfoWarsStore.com or drjonesnaturals.com. All right, the great Gerald Celente takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. And again, like Alex said, you know, it takes money to fight a war. And they steal all our money to keep fighting these wars. So do what you can to support. Well, I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. InfoWars has given you information of freedom, peace, and justice. They say what they say. They don't tell you what to believe. And this is the way they see it, like we do with the Trends Journal. So we're very critical times right now. So do everything you can to support InfoWars. Go to their site, InfoWarsStore.com. They got great bargains and great products. And like Alex said, you know, how many percent are really supporting InfoWars when you're getting all this information with great guests that he brings on all the time and the insights and observations? The same thing with the Trends Journal. You go to trendsjournal.com and jonestrends.com, and you get a break on it. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. So you just support it or, you know, don't. You know, just swallow the crap. And speaking about swallowing the crap, I was listening to that guy, Ratface. I'm looking at that clip. What has he got, a wig on over there? He got this phony little black hair. He looks like a little clown. And he's talking about the constitutional rights, what's put into the Constitution can be taken away from us. Yeah, look at that little wig. Is that a little wig he got on? It looks like it's right out of is this a Disney World? What is he speaking to? Is Mickey Mouse out there? Look at this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but you know, like, you know, I'm an older cat. I don't got a wig, you know, I don't dye my hair, you know. An arrogant little boy. All of them. Once upon a time, people were free to be who they wanted to be. That's right. Don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you when to do. Got it? Not anymore. You gotta swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of little clown boys like him and one after another. Oh, you like Nancy Pelosi? No, I like Lindsay. Did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Hey, how about Chuckie Schumer? One little jerk after another in a country near you. Yeah, another wig cat is that little clown boy with a thing about this big that kissing that other guy, that little Gaston Macron over there in France. Once upon a time, humanity was free to be free. But now, no, only the politicians will tell you what to do. You obey what we tell you. I'm little Andy Cuomo, an arrogant daddy's boy that likes to feel up chicks. Oh, that's what they say. I'm a nobody, but my daddy was Mario Cuomo. Lock down your businesses. One after another. Little Gutson Gavin Newsom. Oh, I got my money from the Getty gang. How do you think I made what I made? And my daddy worked for the Gettys. I'll tell you what to do. Talking about freedom here. Look at this guy. Little Gutson of nothing. The little boys and girls telling us what to do and how to behave. So the little clown Raskin. Yeah, little arrogant boys. telling about the Constitution? Hey, Gatzon, how about freedom of speech? How about the right to bear arms? Go to hell, Salenti. You're a nobody. You're just a little guinea from the Bronx. You're not a member of the club. We'll tell you what to do. Oh, hey, why don't you come over here, any one of you guys, any one of you, any one of the names I mentioned, and anybody in Congress, any president around the world, you come over here, tell me man to man, or transgender to man, or girl to man, you tell me what to do. And then you try to make me do what you want me to do. Come on. Come on. Why, Salenti, you're angry? You have to do what we're told? Yeah. Little clown boy. Yeah, my daddy was Mario. I'm renaming the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy. And there's my brother, Chrissy, a little nobody, but now he gets jobs anywhere because he's a member of the club. When I used to be on CNN and everybody, I used to run into Chris Cuomo back in the day. I'm going back in the 90s. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Good. How's your father? He was doing sports and pop culture. He had little girls with him, his little aides. Again, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And going back to Trump, again, I was the first magazine, the Trends Journal, to call him a winner in May of 2016, when everybody said he was going to lose. The day after he got elected, the cover story in USA Today, new president has 8 lawsuits or something behind him. They've been going after Trump. And again, I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Harris fan. I don't like either party. They're a crime syndicate to me. I'm a trend forecaster. I call them like I see them. Russiagate. One thing after another going after Trump. As soon as he got elected, total criminality. And again, I was doing USA Watchdog on election day and election night with Greg Hunter. And we're watching all the votes come in. It's, you know, Trump's up here and Biden's under. And all of a sudden, I forget the exact number, like 112,000 write-in votes come in for like Wisconsin or Michigan or someplace, and not one for Trump. I mean, what am I, 6 years old? Who are you talking to over here? And by the way, it was Trump that gave us the write-in ballots. So he did it himself. He did it himself. And one after another, Michigan, they come in with 115,000 votes, none for Trump. So, yes, I believe the election was stolen. Absolutely. Hey, remember the hanging chads? It's not only the Democrats. Remember little Georgie Bush with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball? Remember him? Remember the hanging chads? You forgot about those? In Florida, we beat Gore. Go back to JFK. Mayor Daley, running the crime syndicate in Chicago. They say he rigged the markets for Illinois. Yep. So this is the game. It's a crime syndicate. I don't like any of them. None of them. So I only call it the way it is. And what I called in our special trend alert that went out on July 25th, Kamala Harris 2024, the Trends Journal's May 2022 forecast. The Trends Journal had forecast that Joe Biden would step down and Kamala Harris would run for president in 2024. And now we forecast, you ready? First paragraph. Minus a wild card, such as a stock market crash, Harris will beat Trump in the race to the White House. Guess what? The markets are crashing. As we said, minus a wild card event, like a market crash, Harris wins. Again, I call it like I see it. I, people hate me saying this, by the way. And I make it very clear why we're saying this. The same reason why the Republicans didn't do well in the midterm elections. And that was because, and we say it in the Trends Journal, we repeat the, all the facts are here. You know, this is going back to May of 2022, when the midterm elections, we said that, where is it here? Harris will seize upon abortion rights because there seems to be only two things she can use to unite her front, Ukraine war and pro-abortion. And we said that the Republicans wouldn't do well in the midterm elections because of their anti-abortion stance. Again, it's not like what you want, what you wish, what you believe in. We're trend forecasters. It's what is. And what happened? The Republicans didn't do well in the midterm elections because of the Roe versus Wade thing that they popped out. That they all of a sudden just popped out. I wonder how it popped out. Yeah. The crime syndicate popped it out. And that became the major issue. It's a one-issue world. Again, in trend forecasting, all things are connected. And now we have to look again at the equity markets. And again, we call it like it is. And we call the politicians out for who they are, like them, dislike them. And what we have been saying is that the Fed needs to lower interest rates because the economy is going to slow down. And now they're calling the Fed to lower interest rates because, as we, you know, we're seeing in front of all our eyes what the markets are doing. Was when it came on the air, what was the Dow down over 1,000 points? NASDAQ way down? S&P way down? How about over there in Japan? Yep. How about, oh, yeah, look at that. Again, she's, you like her, hate her. Again, I can't stand any of them. Don't like her, phony as could be. But look, she's dancing. And Trump comes out angry all the time. You got to entertain the people, you understand? That's one of the old lines from an old jazz song. Entertain the people, you understand? And they're going to entertain the people. But again, goes back to the markets. And again, you go back about interest rates. Well, first, the Nikkei I was talking about, it had a one-day trading loss of 12.4%. Yeah, but he's too angry all the time. 12.4, he can't boogie. Got no boogie, got no jive. Anyway, the Nikkei's down over 12%. It was the worst time in ever, one-day trading loss. This is serious. And you know why the Nikkei went down? Well, they say because of the bad data coming out from the United States. That's not true. They had negative and zero interest rate policies. They've been buying up government treasuries for forever. I mean, probably over a decade. And they just raised their interest rate from zero to 0.25. And that brought down the markets. The world needs cheap money to keep the artificial game flowing. So as the markets went down, I would have thought gold prices would have gone much higher. They didn't. They came down today. At one point, they were down $71 an ounce. When we went on the air, they're down like $38 an ounce. But gold is still at $2,406 an ounce as we went on the air. Now your NASDAQ is down over 10%. That's correction territory. It goes down 20%. That's a bear market. And we're facing bear market turmoil. And one of my lines is, when all else fails, they take you to war. So going back to the markets, they'll get the people's minds off it. The people go to war like that. Again, 90% of the people swallow the crap spewing out of that little daddy's boy's mouth, little Georgie Bush, a little nothing of a clown. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden. They're alive. Yeah. They call the war. Matter of fact, Trump did. And one person after another, one of the leaders, our political crap heads in a country, city, and state near you, called it a war. And everybody marched off to the COVID war. There's going to be a false flag event that's going to drag us into the war in Israel and Ukraine. Oh, the United States, now they see the F-15s over there now. Isn't that great? As our country's rotting in front of us. So, going back to the markets, and Trump, by the way, Trump said came out not to lower interest rates. He just came out with that. It was in Politico a little while ago, and a couple of days ago, last Wednesday. And now he's changing his tune, I think, because the high interest rates are what brought, here we go, Fed poised to cut rates, ignoring Trump and GOP lawmakers. This is Politico last Wednesday, the 31st. Federal Reserve Chairman Powell looks to start easing off on the economy before the elections. Blah, 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 blah. Former President Donald Trump recently told Bloomberg News that cutting rates just weeks ahead of the November vote, quote, is something that central bank officials know they shouldn't be doing. And multiple Republican lawmakers have also suggested that such a move could raise questions of political bias. So, definitely political bias. We thought. We had forecast that the Fed would have already cut interest rates because the trend forecast, as we saw, the dangers of the economy ahead. You saw the job numbers came out. You saw the manufacturing numbers that are in negative territory. So we thought that to push Harris or whatever Democrat was running to keep him in power, they would have lowered rates by now. And now everyone's coming out and saying they should lower interest rates. So what does that mean? Now they're saying they're going to lower interest rates by 50 basis points in September. And now talks that the Fed may even rush before then. Again, they're going to do everything they can to juice up the economy. They want to keep the people in power in power. The former Fed head, Ms. Faccia Brutta, Janet Yellen, is now our Treasury Secretary. What are you, 6 years old? Can't you see who's running the money in the country? The Feds. They want to keep the power in power. Now let's go back. When they lower interest rates, the dollar goes down. As the dollar goes down, gold prices go up. We can see gold hitting $3,000 an ounce this year. It is a wild ride into the future. I've been at this for 44 years. Never have I seen a freak show like the freaks are put on in front of us. Yep. It's a freak show. The markets, the wars, all of this social mind changing. We're going to be back. Stay tuned.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed. But they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying and will continue to say over and over again, do everything you can to support InfoWars. The staff works tirelessly. Could you imagine if the billionaires backed InfoWars or my Occupy Peace movement? We'd have peace in a minute. But they don't. They only back the politicians. Again, it's a crime syndicate. What did Kamala Harris raise? Like about $370 million since she announced that she's running? Trump, like $420 million or something he's got? I mean, who else could run for office if you don't have all the money behind you? So how do you have to, you need money to make it happen. I mean, that's the world of today. So by buying these products, you're helping it happen with InfoWars. So do what you can. You know, I want to talk more about the economy because, again, we've been forecasting this. Go back to your Trends Journal in May. What did we say? Sell in May and go away. That's the old line they use. Because markets are artificially boosted up often during the summer, and then they go way down. This isn't new. What's going to have to happen is we have to see what's going to happen after Labor Day weekend. That's when another reality hits. And this is also important. This is August. Boy, it's hot up here, too. Whew. People are in a summer state of mind. Most people are tuned out to the facts. Oh, but they're watching the Olympics. They know everything about that. They don't have a clue what's going on. The real market crisis is going to come to light by mid-September. But again, anything could happen between now and then. So going back to the markets, when we took a break, I went to see what the Dow was. It was down 1,086 points. Gold moved up a little bit. Crypto's taking a beating. It's down over 10%. And again, you know, I've been on with other people on the show and on InfoWars that love Bitcoin. And I say, yeah, it's a gamble. I gambled it. You know, I bought Bitcoin at 17,000. That's when I first got into it. And I have always said it's a gamble. Gold is a different trip. And while gold prices are going down, again, everybody, everywhere, any place is going to forecast that they're going to lower interest rates. And when interest rates go down, the dollar goes down. And when the dollar goes down, gold is dollar-based. It's cheaper for other countries to buy gold if you're from those countries because your currency went up. So that's what we're going to see happen. And again, I would have thought the Fed would have lowered interest rates to keep the people in power in power. So now let's go back to the markets. There's a thing called the Plunge Protection Team, New York Feds, the banks, the bandits, right on Wall Street. Plunge Protection Team? Oh, yes, Salenti, we'll rig the markets if they're not going down too low. But don't worry about it. We're going to tell all our buddies when we do this. So they're going to go long, and we're going to drive the market up. That's right. It's going to be a phony pump, but we do it all the time. China got one. They all got one. I love it when you read this stuff like from CNBC or Wall Street Journal. Investors, what investors? It's a gambler's market. Again, we're looking now at the NASDAQ in correction territory, down some 10%, as is the S&P 500, barely down to almost 10%. Again, as we said, you sell in May and go away. It's a rigged time. Less people trading and more rigging. But this is serious what's going on. You're looking across, again, the terrible numbers coming out of Japan. But you look across the European stocks down on average about, 2% today? This is going to get a lot worse. And I mentioned before about the weak numbers coming out. The Institute for Supply Management, that's the ISM report that came out. Manufacturing activity, you ready? It dove to an 8-month low last month in July. It was in negative territory before that at 48.5 level in June. And now it's at 46.8. Anything under 50, decline. Then they came out with the labor statistic numbers last week. 114,000 jobs were created. And they averaged about 215,000 a month for the last 12 months. The job numbers stink, and they even keep lowering them from their initial estimates. So this will probably go down to 100,000. Then you have to look at what are the jobs being created. Oh, in the health service sector. Oh, in hospitality. Oh, in government. Oh, government. You get people who can't get jobs in the real world that suck into the bureaucratic system. And they're low-paying jobs in service sector, the health service sector, and hospitality and services. Low-paying jobs. Then you got to look at, and we do it every week in your Trends Journal, from McDonald's to Starbucks to Gucci up at the top. Again, the fish rots from the head down. Sales going way down. Banksters across the globe are going to do everything they can to dump cheap money into the system to prop it up. Look at the riots going on. Well, we won't talk about it because nobody does, but we'll say it anyway. In Bangladesh. What's a Bangladesh? Well, it's six bangs and a dash. No, no. Bangladesh, Nigeria, one country after another. Kenya. People taking to the streets. They just threw the prime minister of Bangladesh just left. The new world disorder, as people lack basic living standards, government corruption, crime, violence. Oh, you think you got a migration problem now? You ain't seen anything yet. As more and more people do what they can to escape the poverty, the crime, the violence, and the government corruption. So you're going to see more of a populist movements, parties. And that's what we need. We need a new party in America. The same gang has been running with the Democrats and Republicans. Wow, how many hundred and how many years? How about somebody from the outside? Yeah. If I ran for president, bring home all the troops. Secure the homeland. Put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Now, I'm not an isolationist. All of you clowns that want to go support Israel, support Ukraine, go over there, take your money, and go fight. And take your wife, your kids, and your transgenders. I'm an American. I believe in the founding fathers. George Washington. Become involved in no foreign entanglements. Basically, this crap has been going on for centuries. It's America first and only, as I see it. You only attack the attacker. We'll be right back. Support InfoWars.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, creeping on this the Alex Jones Show. Dun, dun, dun. Is it all right, town? Again, we are at a very critical time in the history of the world, part one and part two. And InfoWars is doing everything they can to give you the insights and observations that you need to know. And as Alex says, you know, you got all these millions of people watching. What percent really buy the products that keep InfoWars going and their staff that work so hard to make this happen? So they got these great bargains coming up, a real good sale, and it's the time of the year to get it. And you could go to InfoWars store and you get your InfoWars MD. These, again, these are premium supplement lines, and it's discounted prices. You get it for 25% off, and again, you only get them at InfoWarsStore.com. They got this ageless vitality collagen. Whew, I got to get that one because I've got to be ageless here. Superfoods Green, Mushroom Max, Better Mood, Turmeric 95, a whole bunch of great stuff. Prostate support. And boy, all those older cats, boy, we need that prostate support. Really, you got to do it, get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And these products help you do it. They help you and they help InfoWars. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. Good night's sleep, and you need that good night's sleep when you got all this crap going on that makes you feel lousy. So grab the reins of your health and wellness with this premium lineup. Again, it's available at a rate that dominates the competition, and you can get it only at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsStore.com. So, as we're looking at the markets, as we took the break over here, what was the Dow here? down 1,196. So it's down 120 points lower than when we first went on the air. This is just the beginning. Again, the game is rigged. And I want to make that 100% clear. I want to make that 1,000,000% clear. Again, my track record is there. I'm the guy that called the 1987 stock market crash. That's how I made my name. I'm the guy that called the Asian currency crisis. Right here in your Trends Journal. I'm the guy that called the dot-com bust. I'm the guy that took out the domain name in 2007, the panic of 08. In 2012, oof, I said, this thing's going down big. People forget how bad it was back in 2012. I bought, you know, I own three of the most historic buildings in America, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And I bought them in 2012. I thought this thing was way down. I thought it was going to keep getting worse, but I bought them because of what they represent. I think it had like a mortgage rate of like 2.8%. I thought the markets were going to crash back then. They didn't. They didn't teach me about zero interest rate policy or quantitative easing. In economics 101 or graduate school. Look at all the dough that they pumped in when the markets went bust back in 2008. This is from a site that I recommend people go to, Wall Street on Parade, Pam and Russ Martins. They write more about the banksters than anybody else. Not helping matters this morning is the fact that the mega banks on Wall Street are continuing their sharp losses from last week. As of this morning, 9:37, when they put this out, AM. Citigroup is off by another 7.37%. Goldman Sachs is down almost 7%. Citigroup, parent of the giant federally insured Citibank, has now moved from a closing price of $64.30 last Monday to trading this morning at $54.20, a loss of 16% in a week. Veteran traders on Wall Street remember, and I remember this too, and I'm not a veteran trader, we wrote about it as it was happening in the Trends Journal, that Citigroup was a mega bank that destabilized the market in 2008, requiring, you ready, a secret infusion of $2.5 trillion in revolving loans from the Fed between December 2007 to July 2010. Secret infusion. Yeah? You're just a piece of crap. You get nothing when times are hard for you. But when the banksters who caused the crisis to happen, give them all the money you want. And we do it in secret. You got it? It's a crime syndicate. Now I can see I can find this Trends Journal cover here. Hey, here it is. Yeah. Here we go. Look familiar? This is from your Trends Journal back in, what, 2007. Jesus Christ driving the money changers out of the temple. Yep. That's who's running the show. It's an out-and-out crime syndicate. So now you're looking at the markets going way down here. They're going to do everything they can to pump it up. As I said, and you, it, again, we call it like it is. If the markets go down, if there's a crash, yep. Again, the Prince of Peace became violent because of, and as Thomas Aquinas said, if you're not angry when it's justifiable to be angry, you're immoral. It's morally just to be angry when immoral deeds are being done. So going back, you know, which this is going to be, they're going to lower interest rates. They have to. But if they don't, again, we said Harris will beat Trump in the race to the White House minus a wild card such as a stock market crash. The markets go down, Trump goes way up. Again, we write the facts. This is from our 17 May 2022 Trends Journal. Harris has aspirations to be president of the United States, and she knows that her boss is an unpopular president who is 79 years old. Being that Biden administration is viewed as ineffective in bringing down inflation and strongly boosting the economy. All right, they failed on the economy, and everyone knows it and feels it. And this is so important. The people realize how bad it all is when the equity markets crash. That's when it hits. Now, that's going to be very positive for Trump. I was talking about the banks before. Only in your Trends Journal, nowhere else in the world. I gave you some of the data of the loss of stock market value for the banksters as this thing is going down. It's just begun. No one's talking about the office building bust where there's going to be massive defaults on all. Oh, there was just one, what, in New York, a building on 50th Street, Midtown Manhattan. That sold for, what, $320 million in 2006? Just went up for auction last week, and they bought it for $8.5 million, down more than 97% of its value. The banks are going to go bust. It has just begun. But don't worry about it. When all else fails, they take you to war. Hey, we'll all get our brains blown out with nuclear annihilation. Everything will be fine. Don't forget, you build a tunnel so you can escape it and put your head under the desk. Yeah. Support us. September 28th, the rally up here in Kingston. Go to OccupyPeace.com. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Thanks for tuning in.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's ditch the problem.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones